Keeper of the Keys by Perry O'Shaughnessy.
Prologue. She felt sick all the time now, and it was guilt making her feel that way. The guilt had spread like malignant cells throughout her body. Now it squeezed her neck until she choked and couldn't breathe and couldn't speak truthfully. She didn't want to live like this, and she couldn't anymore. She would rather die. She felt she was dying anyway. In the shower, a glassed-in space with a glass tile floor that hovered gorgeous as a transparent butterfly over dark Topanga Canyon, Lee Jackson scrubbed away the sweat of her day's labor. Brushing a stiff loofah over her arms, she realized the pointlessness of worrying about what came next. She had to confess, outcomes be damned. Although tonight could ruin her life, and his. Correction, it could ruin her life more than it was already ruined. She heard him sawing downstairs. Her husband, Ray, had followed his latest routine tonight, the routine that made her crazy, made her act out, forced her to... No, unfair to blame him. By the time she had come home, he had already eaten and disappeared into his dungeon workshop downstairs. He loved it. She hated the space, finding it as claustrophobic and hard as an animal's cave. She had never told Ray that, although he must know. He used to know her so well. He used to study her smile and the slight wrinkles around her eyes which had suddenly appeared when she reached 30 a few years before. He used to touch them almost reverently. Well, that had stopped. Culpability. Not all hers. Not entirely unfair to allow that he played a role in her unforgivable behavior. Once locked together.